Started by Matia Parak Yud, Mishnah Hey. Misha Haya Kaslo Samach Leginas Havero Benafa. Somebody who had a stone wall that was bordering the garden of his friend. And the stone wall fell into the garden of his friend and broke into pieces. V'amarlo Pane Avanecha. And the owner of the Gina requested that the Baal Koso clear out his stones. V'amarlo Higiucha. And the Baal Koso responded, keep the stones for yourself. Ein Shomen Lo. We don't have to listen to him. He cannot force the Baal Gina to take the stones. Instead, he has to clear it out. Misha Kibo Lo. V'amarlo Helech Es Yitzio Secha Vani Eto Esheli. Ein Shomen Lo. But if the Baal Gina accepted the deal, and he decided to keep the stones for himself, and he started clearing them off, and then after the Baal Gina started clearing it off, the Baal Koso had a change of heart and told the Baal Gina, here, take your expenses that will be incurred in clearing off the stones, and I will take the stones for myself. We don't have to listen to him. It is too late for the Baal Koso to back out once the Baal Gina started clearing off the stones. Somebody who hires a worker to work with him and help him gather up straw and stubble. And the worker requested his wages after he finished the work. And the employer responded, take the teven and kash that you gathered up as your wages. We don't have to listen to him. He cannot force the worker to take teven and kash as his wages, even if the teven and kash that he is offering is worth the amount that he had promised the worker. As when you hire a worker, you have to pay him cash. Misha kibolo v'amarlo helos chorcha v'ani eto esheli ein shomelo. But if the worker accepted the deal and decided to take the teven and kash as his wages, and after the worker made a kinyan on the teven and kash, the employer had a change of heart and told the worker, here, take your wages and I will take back my teven and kash. We don't have to listen to him. It is too late for the employer to back out. Hamaiti zebel l'rishis harabim. Hamaiti maiti v'amizabel mizabel. Somebody who is taking out fertilizer from one property to another property through a rishis harabim, a public thoroughfare, as soon as the fertilizer is taken out into the rishis harabim, it should quickly be brought into the sada, into the field where the fertilizer is going to be used, as you are not allowed to leave anything in Rishus HaRabim for any length of time. Ein shorin tip Rishus HaRabim, ve'ein lovnim levenim. You're not allowed to soak cement in a Rishus HaRabim, nor can you make bricks in a Rishus HaRabim, as since you are not allowed to leave anything in a Rishus HaRabim for any length of time, and soaking cement and making bricks takes a long time, as it takes a long time for the bricks to dry, so therefore you cannot do that in Rishus HaRabim. You would be allowed to mix cement in a Rishus HaRabim, and that does not take a long time. But to mix brick, that is not allowed. That takes a longer time. Somebody who is building something in a Rishus HaRabim. As soon as a person brings out the stones, the builder should build with those stones, so there, that way the stones don't stay in Rishus HaRabim for any length of time. V'mhizik mishalim masha hizik. If any damages are caused by the stones that are laying out in Rishus HaRabim, the person who brought out the stones would have to pay for those damages. Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, af mitakin hu es malachto lefnei shloshim yom. Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel says, a person who is building something in Rishus HaRabim is allowed to bring out the things that he needs for the building within the 30 days that he starts building. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, if any damages are incurred from these things that are laying out in Rishus HaRabim, the person is punished from paying, since he has the right to bring out those things within 30 days from when he starts the malacha. Masechet Bamitzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. Shtei Gino Yigzu Agav Zu VaYerek Bein Tayim. There are two gardens, one on top of the other. These two gardens belong to two separate people. And there is an incline to get up from the lower garden to the upper garden. And there is a vegetable growing on that incline, and it is growing on a slant and sticking out over the lower garden. Rabbi Meir Oimer Shel Elyoin, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shel Tachtin. Rabbi Meir said that vegetable belongs to the owner of the upper garden, while Rabbi Yehuda says the vegetable belongs to the owner of the lower garden. Amar Rabbi Meir, Im Yerzah Elyoin Likach Es Afro Ein Kanyer. Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, if the owner of the upper garden wanted to take away the dirt from the incline, from where this vegetable is growing, then the vegetable would simply no longer exist. As Rabbi Meir holds, since the vegetable is grown in the dirt of the owner of the upper garden, since the dirt of the incline is his as it is under his garden. So therefore, it should belong to him, since if he wanted to, he could take away the dirt. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, im yirzu hatachton lamalo seskinoso en kanyer. Rabbi Yehuda responded that if the owner of the bottom garden wanted to fill up his garden with dirt, and that way he would be taking away the airspace of the vegetable, then the vegetable would no longer exist. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, since the vegetable is in the airspace of the owner of the bottom garden, it should be his, as if he wanted to, he could take away that airspace. Amar Rabbi Meir, me'achar sh'shneim yecholon limchos zeh al zeh, ro'in me'heach yerek zeh cha. Rabbi Meir said, after we see that both of them could stop each other from getting the vegetable, as the owner of the upper garden can take away the dirt, and the owner of the lower garden can take away the airspace, so now we just have to see from where is this vegetable getting its nourishment. And Rabbi Meir holds, since it is getting its nourishment from the dirt of the owner of the upper garden, it should belong to him. Amar Rabbi Shimon, kol she'elyon yachol lifshot es yado v'litol harehu shelo, v'ashar shel tachton. Rabbi Shimon says, if the vegetable is grown higher up on the incline, that the owner of the upper garden can stick out his hand from his garden and get the vegetable from there, then it would belong to the owner of the upper garden. As Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Meir, that the vegetable should belong to the owner of the upper garden, just he says that the owner of the upper garden has to be able to reach this vegetable from his garden. V'hashar shel tachton. But the rest of the incline, meaning if it is growing on the lower part of the incline and the owner of the upper garden cannot reach the vegetable from his garden, then the vegetable would belong to the owner of the lower garden, as even though Rabbi Shimon holds that the vegetable that grows in the dirt of the upper garden should belong to him, here, since he cannot reach the vegetable from his garden, he is mafkir, the vegetable, he relinquishes his right to it, as it is very embarrassing for him to have to get permission from the owner of the lower garden to come into his garden and get his vegetable, as he cannot reach it from his garden, so therefore he is no longer interested in his vegetable and he relinquishes his right to it, and the owner of the lower garden is allowed to take it.